faked you out there. Hey, ladies and people. This is Not So Shy John. I am soloing it today. I guess our dear friend Tucker Booth has headed off into the wild blue. He is on his way, I think maybe even already arrived in St. Louis today, because he's going to be there for a few days and doing some live shows. He's very popular in St. Louis, almost more so than here. But in the meantime, I hope I have a few of his listeners here, because I'm maybe soloing it really solo today, because the website, the killradio.org website, is down. Feeling down today. Since yesterday, we've had no website. We've had no ability to upload podcasts, and nobody can access the website. So if you're listening, you're probably listening on your cell phone. Well, welcome. If you're here, if you're with me, as a special treat today, I thought that today's show, I would feature a lot of political songs and political humor. And that means if you are listening, I am available for your request. The phone still works. We are here at 213-252-0998. And as a matter of fact, I thought I would crack open my Facebook page so that if anybody would care to access me on my Facebook page, I am known as Shy John on Harp. Because whether you know it or not, I am a harmonica player. I've only been playing for about 42 or 43 years, so I am still learning. But I don't play much on the air because I'm an accompanist and I like to play with other musicians. In the meantime, just as an opener today, on my Facebook page, somebody sent me this new thing that's up on YouTube. I'm sure you can find it there if it's not already on your Facebook page. Mitt Romney style, the Gangnam Style parody. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It is hilarious. Now, let me tell you, the Republicans are not happy. Of course, Republicans don't have really large senses of humor either. But, well, be that as it may, let's give old Mitt Romney a chance to speak his piece here. This is just a few hours before the big debate between the Republican Party candidate and our Democratic Party residing president. Obama and Romney will be debating. I'm going to be listening in on NPR, because I know it'll be live on NPR. It'll probably be all over the web if you don't have a TV like me. Well, let's give a little preview to the debate here, and let's see what old Mitt's got to say about his Gangnam style. Oh, this is so funny. All right, hang on.
Mitt Romney style. Romney style. I got a horse in the Olympics, girl, but I don't even watch him. In and out of tax loopholes, cause I'm so fucking awesome. Bitch, it's Friday night, you know we benefit hopping. Check my conspic, you, us consumption. I got distinguished hair, and a private jet that flies me way up in the air. Buy and sell your company with so much savoir faire. I bought a mansion for each one of my 24 heirs. Straight up millionaire. Affluence, extravagance, that's Mitts. Hey, yeah, that's so Mitts. Hey, profits, investments, that's Mitts. Hey, yeah, that's so Mitts. Hey, you should have liked me because I got so much money. Mitt Romney style. Romney style. Mitt Romney style. Romney style. Mitt Romney style.
Hey, wealthy ladies.
Mitt Romney style.
Hey, wealthy ladies.
Mitt.
Amount.
in Swiss bank accounts. Norris and Eastwood in my vacation house. Talking wine and cheese, mad IV degrees. Baby, baby, I got butlers just to wipe me. You know what I'm saying? Mitt Romney style.
Hey, kissing babies.
Mitt Romney style. Mitt Romney style.
Blood-curdling screams are our delight, filled with terror in the dark of night. Bite on your toes and crawl in your ear. We are the bad things that you most fear. Gentlemen,
labias and germs,
prostitutes and highwaymen,
bitches, jerks and worms.
It gives me twisted pleasure, it gives me great bravo, and it gives me extra measure to introduce to you the cast and crew of the Bad Things Vaudeville Show.
Suffering and misery, all for your amusement.
Suffering and misery, just to entertain.
Probably be terrible.
We only hope you're drunk or cooked on junk for the Bad Things Vaudeville Show.
Suffering and misery, all for your amusement.
Suffering and misery, just to entertain.
Something's very weird here. That obviously was not Woody Guthrie. I think somebody put the wrong CD into that jewel case. Who the hell is it? I don't know. There's no name on this CD. What does it say? I can't tell. Oh, CDman.com. Something from CDman.com. It's very entertaining. I may have to listen to more of it later. I don't know what the hell happened to Woody Guthrie. He went south. Darn, I wanted to bring my Woody Guthrie CD in. Oh, man. Okay, well, whatever. On to a little more political humor here. This is one of my favorite bands. They're called Cop Shoot Cop, and this song is called $10 Bill. I really like it. This one I know what I'm playing this time. All right, let's see if this works.
kind of thrill. $10 bill in your pocket, a $10 bill. Tell me, where did you get that money? Who'd you have to kill? I got a big black gun. It's time to share the cash now. Nowhere to run. Got a big black gun in my pocket. I got a big black gun. Let's find a 7-Eleven and have some fun. Knocking on my door. Can't you see I got no money? I can't give no more. 2 p.m. Landlord's banging. Try one more time. You can knock the damn door down, but you ain't gonna get a dime.
Right. Hey, now, on with my keeping of songs about, I guess, songs about to 47%, I guess. That's what that ode to $10, I guess, would constitute. In keeping with the money theme there, I found this Reverend Horton Heat song called 400 Bucks. So I guess he's 40 times poorer than Cop Shoot Cop. But let's see what the Reverend Horton Heat's got to say about 400 bucks.
Some car. Well, I love you so much. I didn't get too far. Over 400 bucks. You were sweet that day. I guess that I should have known. Sedan, and it's a mom and pop car, and now you're all over its back, on the grids of the bar. 40 bucks, 40 bucks, don't give a fuck about the 40 bucks. chubby doll. The cat on the street. And now we're both fucked. But I'm a border bat. Border bat. Border bat. If you don't give a fuck, I'm a border bat. Remember when you said, honey, someday that car's gonna look so good.
Him digging in that deep hole, a roll. What was it exactly that Monty Python was searching for? In a word, money. Piles of crisp cash counted into fat little hundreds, pert pieces of copper coinage thrust deep into trouser pockets, romantic foreign money rolling against the thigh with rough familiarity, beautiful wayward curlicued banknotes, filigree copper plating cheek by jowl with tumbling hexagonal milled edges, rubbing gently against the terse leather of beautifully balanced bank box. Money. Money.
Money, money, money.
The smell of the rain-washed florin, the lure of the lira, the glitter and glory of the guinea, the romance of the ruble, the feel of the franc, the stiff heel of the Deutschmark, and the bisexual euro appealing desperately to everybody. I've got £90,000 in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I put lots and lots of lira, now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's funny, but I'd rather have the money. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must think of all the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go round. You can keep your Marxist ways, it's only just a phase. All it's money, money, money makes the world go round. Words still as true today as when they were first written over 15 minutes ago.
Must think I'm dead. Now I can't lie. pretending I'm at home. I'm on my own, hanging by a thread, cause money must think I'm dead. Some bread, the money must think I'm dead. And I can't lie, but I'm always in the red. And I can't cry, but I would if I could sell my tears. Cause I need cash for baby shoes, cars and clothes and chicks and booze. I'm in the red, but money must think I'm dead. I fell on my knees, said, hit me please. So tired of poverty, but work's a dirty word to me. Don't make me say it, J.O.B., just let me hit the lottery. Can't I get paid for laying in bed, for my clients to pay for city money? You must think you dead.
Responsibility. got money now. I don't care what you say about me anymore. I got money now. I wouldn't trade a dollar for some sense. I wouldn't trade a lifetime for some friends. Cause I've got everything, and all this what it seems. I worked so hard all of my life just to have things I could call mine.
With me, so it seems, I don't have to. Then when this is all over, you'll be in coma. We'll go out and spend all of your
blue money.
All right. All right.
What a long set that was. Oh, wow. Hey. And we're back to Not So Shy John. Hey. And let me just go over that huge long set there. Started out the show with Mitt Romney's style. New YouTube video up. Mitt Romney singing and dancing Gangnam. Oh, it's hilarious. I really recommend it. And then just in maybe in Mr. Romney's honor, I thought I'd do a little set about money. So I followed that up with Cop Shoot Cop doing $10 bill, something that we could all use some of down here in the 47%, down here in the 99%. Well, we're all getting sliced and diced and divided against parties and divided against each other and fighting over the frickin' money. Followed that up with Reverend Horton Heat doing 400 bucks, another gangbusters song that I just love. Another one of my favorites behind that, Al Urban doing Looking for Money. Followed by AC/DC Money Talks and What Do You Do for Money, Honey? And followed that up with Eric Idle doing Monty Python song, The Money Song. That was John Belushi singing Money, That's What I Want. And Little Charlie and the Nightcats singing Money Must Think I'm Dead. Clever song. Great lyrics in that song. And poor little Charlie, Money Must Think He's Dead, so had to follow that up with Pink doing I'm Not Dead, I Got Money Now, which is what happens when you get a little money. You feel more alive, right? Let's see, that was Pink Floyd doing Money Live on the BBC in 1974, so I noticed they stepped up the pace a little bit off the album version of that song. And then I did Cyndi Lauper doing Money Changes Everything, brought one up from the tombs there, and then I had to bookend the other end of that set with a couple of Cop Shoot Cops. The first one was called Money Drunk, and the last one was Surprise, Surprise, The Government Lies. Yeah, well, I could go on at length, but that's another show, I suppose. And let's see, what else do we have here? Well, just to go on with that, I thought I would pull up a little Jonathan Toth from Hoth, from the brainwashing album, The Art of Hip-Hopera. Because I saw a song on there. Let's see. You know, the names of the songs are on the CD. And here they are on the jacket. Number 13, cut 13, is called Get a Job. Oh, my lips to God's ears. Anyway, so let's hear what Jonathan Toth's slant on things is here, huh? Okay. And this is going out to Tucker Booth, wherever you are, over there in the Midwest, in the heavily depressed Midwest. Hope it's all going good. All right, here we go. Jonathan Toth doing Got a Job, Get a Job.
To go
get a job,
but I want to make jams. Damn, I know I'm slammed.
Got to go
get a job.
Yes, sir.
The other day, this little boy came up to me and asked,
"What does it mean to be hard?"
Why do you ask that?
Because when the teacher asked what we wanted to be when we grow up, most of the other kids said they wanted to be rappers so they could be hard instead of getting a job.
Oh, yeah? Let me give you the new definition of hard, soured by apathy. After the generation of our grandpappies, master the craft of determination to build a place for us to live happily. Alright? But we, being bastardly, tend to create our own catastrophe. When the most challenging act we seek is Sony PlayStation strategy. But you know what's really hard? Harder than finding holy water with a divining rod? Harder than pulling a 900 when you're Tony Hawk? Harder than the metal that laces Wolverine's claws? Harder than surviving a crash with Fat Albert in your escape pod? Harder than trying to convince white people that Elvis Presley stole every song that got him on the pop charts? And harder than the temptation A&Rs will be facing when they realize I only use his wax sample for 4 bars? Harder than perfect quads? Harder than Ron Jeremy by far? Harder than Iceman on Viagra fronting as a porn star? Harder than staying under par? Harder than fully trusting in God? Well, this may sound a bit odd, but nothing is harder than trying to make a living off the rap industry without getting robbed. They don't care if you starve. No matter who you are, that's why. To make ends meet, since you're psyched, your creativity will flow never ending. But you know what's really hard? Letting your mind stay away from the average that they say. Allowing letters to play and metaphors to do as they may. With energy straight from the sun ray. Photosynthesis is just one way to steer clear of the unqueer that's as mundane as Monday. Hoping one day I won't hear MCs complain about lack of some games and their dumb pain. Get a job. No, really.
Get a job.
Be the creator for later as to enhance the flavor. No pressure necessary. Stop an early coronary. Military action with no kernels on the corn cob. The corn is the maze and the maze is the function. Make it through the forest with breadcrumbs and some gumption. Do it by yourself then you won't feel the suction. Or follow the path of past and end up butt like a conjunction. Cause any man who would jump in front of a minivan is a dumbass. But the man who brings his own plan and a compass in his hand,
well, he's a danger man. Lord, Lord, he's a danger man.
Forget the dollar, I'd rather do what makes sense. Others if you don't respect yourself. Put your ideas of wealth on the shelf and think about your mental health.
Yeah.
There is no past or future to fear, only now. And what ifs are not allowed here.
Realize your personal legend and go fetch it before disillusion becomes infectious.
Grab some crayons, make some plans, take a chance, and advance to go. Although,
you know how to make God laugh? Tell him about your plans.
I have a job that I have to do. As you know, I am trying to be an entertainer. If we offended anyone at all, if we offended anyone in the house whatsoever. Seriously, I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a damn.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
It's a depression.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
But that won't help the mamas of all the soldiers that died and gave their lives to make the profits. For the rich, they getting richer, while the poor are not acknowledged. And if you get the picture, it's no coincidence they got us living from check to check, while the rest of us living jobless to pay your debt from your college. Gotta get a second job at Starbucks. Treat us with no respect, and I guess cause they brainwash us, thinking that life is best once you get material objects. They holding you hostage, got you quick deep into your pockets. For things that go obsolete in the week and then they end up in your garbage. That's when you re-enter the process. Marketing business is sitting in the office, trying to convince you they giving you products, offering progress. All of this nonsense, I'm nauseous. Knowing the bailouts financial system gets from Congress. But if you poor and they not even interested, all the prison systems is big businesses. They gotta get profits, so niggas get hit with the stiffest sentences.
They try to kill you. They put you in the grave so they get paid. No one's safe. They try to kill you, taking your rights away to enslave. That's the way they try to kill you. To get their money right, they gon' take your life, then right. They try to kill you. Politicians ain't on your side, better think twice, time to fight. They try to kill you.
Bush kills Saddam, but that won't right the wrongs of all the money spent on war. While the poor try to hold on, we should be taking care of them instead of dropping them bombs. We really fighting terrorists, so we fighting Islam. That holy war ain't working, mobs and churches get it straight. Because I know for certain the verses don't advocate you killing another person to hurt from the buddy fake. Al-Qaeda won't see no burdens, Bush won't see no pearly gates. Living a lie, you see what I mean when you spend an eternity burning the fire. Your service a fire, you below the surface, your criminal purpose don't serve the divine. You wanna fly, you work for the servant, we're turning the crime. A murderer should have been working for peace, not certain, but we should certainly try. No going back, the enemies, the banks too. Politics they own, and that's all they can buy and trade you. Job wages rolling back, man, they trying to enslave you. Obama work for Goldman Sachs, how he gon' save you?
They try to kill you. They put you in the grave so they get paid. No one's safe, they try to kill you. Taking your rights away to enslave. That's the way they try to kill you. To get their money right, they gon' take your life. They ain't right, they try to kill you. Politicians ain't on your side, better think twice, time to fight. They try to kill you.
I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to ride, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it! My life has value!
Put it there, boy, and we'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do.
This land was made for you and me.
As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. Voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son. He'll be with you fellow workers until this battle's won. Tell me, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Sing it!
Which side are you on? Can you stand it? Tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Tell me which side are you on? Which side are you on? To you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell. Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on. You
know, I didn't realize what a popular song, Which Side Are You On, is. I see a whole bunch of examples of it here. So let's try one by the Dropkick Murphys.
Mm-hmm.
palsy scab, or will you be a man? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
You find that the way you lie and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. Great society. America, walk on by your supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful minds that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried, those hungry freaks, Daddy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the lovely. You know what? When Coolio was here, Coolio was here, and he had chicken with him, and you know, he let me smell the chicken cooked in the bag, and I thought I was going to get to keep it. He took it away. I'm starving. It smelled good, though. It smelled very good. Now, my next guest is here performing one of his father's epic hits, Peaches in Regalia, which can be found on the concert DVD, Zappa Plays Zappa. Please welcome Dweezil Zappa, everybody. Dweezil Zappa.
Let's see. But, of course, that was Peaches and Regalia. And before that was a dedication to Mitt Romney, Hungry Freak's Daddy, from one of your anti-fans, Randy in the Mountains, Randy the Mountain Man, who is my chief web assistant here at Kill Radio. And by the way, I want to thank all five of you who are my live listening audience today. And every single one of you, I appreciate your presence. Thank you so very much. And let's see, what did we do before that? Oh, the Worker Song by the Dropkick Murphys, preceded by Which Side Are You On by the Dropkick Murphys. I can't read my own writing. And then Which Side Are You On by Pete Seeger. Before that, This Land Is Your Land, and All You Fascists Are Bound to Lose, both by Woody Guthrie. Before that were two songs from the Occupy album, They're Trying to Kill You. That was the piece with the You're Mad as Hell and Not Going to Take It Anymore guy. And Occupy Everything! Great dub song. Before that, a whole long set, Get a Job, by Jonathan Toth from Hoth, from The Art of Hip Opera. And shout out to Tucker Booth out there in the hinterlands, fighting the good fight for us all. And everybody, don't forget to watch the debate tonight. Starts in about an hour, so I'm going to be huddled up against my radio and listening intently and fact-checking like the rest of you to keep these guys on point so that we can get on with the business of taking care of our government and taking care of our government in such a way that it takes care of all of the people and maybe give the people a little more voice in what's happening to them. I was just having a couple of conversations today about the fact that if you don't have insurance and you have a medical emergency and you go to a hospital right now, they will pretty much send you on your way. Even if you are at the point of needing an extended stay, no, they will send you home if you don't have insurance to cover it. And if you don't believe me, well, I hope you don't get a chance to test that. I, on a personal level, used to go to the Venice Family Clinic. I went for pain in my leg, and I was taking naproxen. Bit of a long story. The naproxen affected my stomach and made me bleed from the bad place, and I had to get a colonoscopy. It all happened through the Venice Family Clinic. This was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So more recently, in the last 6 months or so, my legs started troubling me again, really hurt, so I called the Venice Family Clinic, and right in the first few questions they asked me when I identified myself and told them that I was a customer of theirs, they said, well, what kind of income do you have? And I said, well, I don't have a job. And they said, well, are you on unemployment? And I said, well, yeah. And they said, how much? And I told them because, you know, I'm truthful. And the girl came back, put me on hold for a bit, and said, nope, I'm sorry, we can't see you anymore. And my comment on that would be, here in the city of Los Angeles, it would seem that if you are homeless, there are more services in the city for you and more help available from more resources than if you are almost homeless. Interesting point of fact. I don't know. It's all about the money. I think there is money, federal money and state money, allotted to help truly indigent people towards getting them off the street. And I'll tell you, some of them really don't want to get off the street. They really don't want to go anywhere and be indoors and have to worry about things like the rest of the things we have to worry about. But I could go on at length, but I won't. Because it's right on 5 o'clock here, a couple minutes after. So I will bid you all adieu for another week. And I pray that you all stay safe and that you all stay good to each other and kind. Stay kind in your heart. Don't Don't keep dividing yourself up into factions. Let's try and heal that. Let's try and become a democracy again, irrespective of what happens. Did you hear about that guy that killed himself and his family because he was afraid that Obama was going to win again? That was in Virginia. Read that in the news yesterday. Oh, and by the way, if you've been listening for a while, as Joni finished her show, she put on The Weekly News, which is my other show. And I told her, hey, that's last week's. And then I realized, well, this week's was not up yet. And that's partly because the website's not up yet. But I hope, God, it's amazing. 5 listeners, even though we don't have a website. I'm impressed. Thank you very much. Be good to your kids, too. Be good to all kids. And the one thing I always say, quit lying. All right? Be more cheerful. It'll do your soul good. Anyway, oh, there it is. All right. Well, so have a good week and talk to you then.